More and more, we depend on algorithms to help us make complicated decisions. But these rules and formulas can lead to biased outcomes. Earlier this month, Goldman Sachs said it would reevaluate spending limits on the new Apple credit card after reports that the bank was giving men higher credit limits than women with the same income profile. So how does this happen, and what can be done about it? Let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
All right, so let's start with that Apple credit card example for a second. How does a bias, such as men are more reliable with money than women, get baked into an algorithm?
Right. So the simplest answer is something that we don't often think about, which is that data is biased in the first place. Data sets are biased in the first place, often, because they're created by humans. So if we just stick a bunch of already biased data into algorithms, we're going to get biased algorithms and biased outputs. There's another aspect of this, which is that a lot of these algorithms, which learn over time, are called black box algorithms, as in we know what the input and the output is, the raw data and whatever the program spits out after learning from that data, but we don't know that middle part.
Well, why don't we know that middle part?
Yeah, so this is a really important concept. A key part of why we're using these computer programs is that they evolve over time. So we give them this kind of top-level set of rules for the road and the kinds of predictions or conclusions we're looking for, and we send them off to gobble up this data. And this middle part where the algorithm, as it's gobbling up the data, makes new rules based on what and how it is learning, that stuff is really inscrutable to us because, well, if a computer program tried to tell a human how it learned something and what its logic was, a lot would be lost in translation, right? We know how to build programs that learn, but the terrifying and fascinating thing about that is the learning part is still a bit of a mystery to us.
Well, but the stakes are very high, and it's not just about a credit card. These algorithms are used to determine, for example, how long a prison sentence should be based on how likely the person is to recidivate. And in some cases, the bias gives a longer sentence to a black defendant than a white defendant. But at the core, is there just some bad programmer who's putting their own bias in, or is this really more accidental that the bias gets in there?
I think it's more accidental in most of the cases that we're seeing, Jeremy. And I think, you know, one example in this Goldman case is that, you know, Goldman came back to the people that were calling the company out for doing this and doing this with Apple and said, look, we didn't even talk about gender with the data sets that we were putting in. Like, data sets weren't included. And we don't really fully understand how the computer is learning and making new rules as it's running its programs. But I also think that a lot of it has to do with not just the sort of inherent biases of the data sets themselves, but the care with which we provide the right kinds of information to these machine learning algorithms so that we can, you know, at the top level, start to put in rules that help, you know, these algorithms not be biased against a certain gender or another piece of information, in part by providing that information at the outset.
Do humans need to be the solution to a bias in an algorithm? Can a computer fix its own bias, or does a human have to step in and do it?
Right. So in the case of the Goldman Apple card, right, this was discovered kind of inadvertently by people who were talking to their partners. It wasn't like Apple and Goldman were checking their work here. And people piped up, including, interestingly, Apple godfather Steve Wozniak, and also Senator Elizabeth Warren, presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren weighed in as well. This went viral on Twitter, and that's forced these companies to kind of respond to questions about the tech. So in a way, yes, at least in that case, we saw a kind of like humans discovering this and kind of forcing a conversation about what was happening here and why. You know, I don't know if we know the answer yet. I think a question might be, can we figure out a way to not build these biases in the first place rather than being reactive to them, and how to build some safeguards against algorithms that reflect our own biases?
Is the simplest way to avoid algorithmic bias to make sure that these companies have a diverse staff of programmers, that there are more women, that there are more people of color, and these issues would appear less frequently?
I think that's part of it, right? So this has been relevant in some pretty shocking examples of problems and biases with facial recognition software that applies machine learning algorithms. You know, again, people building these programs just didn't stop to think, hey, maybe we shouldn't only teach these programs with the faces of white people. And if the programming teams themselves were more diverse, maybe someone would have piped up in some of these cases. But I think it's more than that, too. It's a little bit of a Wild West in the data and algorithm world right now. You know that line from Jurassic Park, Jeremy, you know, where someone says, like, your scientists were so preoccupied with whether they could that
they didn't stop to think about whether they should.
Yes. So, like, so if the natural state of machine learning algorithms is somewhat mysterious, we need a lot more rigor and guidelines into how companies are building them. Otherwise, we're going to spend a lot of time and money cleaning up messes, and there are going to be a lot of casualties, companies, bank accounts, and individual lives, too.
I would just get into a whole back and forth with you of Jurassic Park quotes, but we will save that for another time, Ben.
Hold on to your butts.
Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here Now. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.